The five groups received a combined $425,000 to advance their affordable housing projects. Neighborhood Housing Services of the Inland Empire is using their grant for a broader initiative throughout the region to build out an accessory dwelling unit with their partner, the Pueblo Unido Community Development Corps. The next step is to identify the optimal census tracts for the project that will be community-driven with an equity lens. The goal is to provide housing for people of color and low and middle-income households, says Executive Director and CEO Felicia Brown-Smith. She explains that during the pandemic, cash buyers and investors have been flocking to the Inland Empire, and they are pushing these families out of the housing market.
Home prices are skyrocketing and the competition is stiff. And considering that there are a number of residents, particularly those in communities of color and low to moderate income communities, that are really being sidelined and not able to embrace and pursue their goal of home ownership because there is an affordability crisis at every level, but particularly also at the home ownership levels.
The Just San Bernardino Collaborative will be using their grant to deepen their work on the People's Plan for Economic Inclusion. The collaborative, made up of 9 community-based organizations, is working to engage the community in an accessible way and get their input for this plan. The plan will provide city leaders with an equitable development and growth strategy for San Bernardino and the surrounding communities. The goal is to support the conditions that people need to be able to thrive and work in the region where they live, says Felicia Jones, a member of the Just San Bernardino Collective and Associate Director of Congregations Organized for Prophetic Engagement.
Black and brown communities and low-income, you know, those communities are always imposed on. You know, they're not invited, and in fact, they may be excluded, actually, from building the communities that they want. So, you know, you don't see that dynamic in an affluent community.
Neighborhood Partnership, Housing Services, and the Inland SoCal Housing Collective, another grant recipient, also works as a collective. They connect local organizations under the same goals of improving housing for renters, home buyers, and those who are homeless through local resources and advocacy. Co-chair Melanie Steele says their membership has grown over the past year, and they will be using the grant money to hire a new employee that will focus on building up their education and policy advocacy work.
There's a lot of really cool affordable housing initiatives, place-based strategies that's happening all over the IE. And they're working in silo, they don't know. But since this, we've been able to facilitate, you know, we call them regional convenings of bringing them all together to share like, hey, what are you working on? Let's talk about land trust. Let's talk about community trust. Let's talk about fundraising. Let's talk about, you know, to kind of share best practices and for them to share how they're moving the dial in their local community and what creative solutions they're using.
In Harupa Valley, the Inland Equity Community Land Trust is using their grant to work with the city to research a community land trust model. Executive Director Maribel Nunez says their mission is to take the for-profit out of housing and instead create permanent, affordable housing. Their short-term goal is to research the way these trusts were used in San Diego and Orange counties and then build their own community land trust model for the Inland Empire, says Nunez.
In our years of organizing, we identify health and housing as the two primary drivers of poverty. Mm. And so we felt that the community land trust was one of the ways to get us to build that pathway for community wealth.
In the Coachella Valley, Lift to Rise is tackling a twofold solution. They recognize the need to both lower the cost of building homes by using accessory dwelling units in manufactured homes and by promoting wages that support home ownership. The collaboration is using the grant to fund a study to examine the factors driving up housing costs. They have a 10-year goal of rapidly increasing the supply of affordable housing in the area, reducing rent burden, and increasing economic mobility, says CEO Heather Vicona.
When we look at what it's going to require for folks to have healthy and stable futures and the opportunity to really thrive, we have to radically increase the supply of affordable housing and concurrently and simultaneously aggressively work to increase economic mobility, to increase wages, because we can't, like, just increasing the supply of housing isn't going to fix stuff.
Affordable housing, or the lack thereof, is one of the biggest challenges facing California's communities. And after a year of the pandemic, the importance of stable housing as a determinant of success and health is even more clear than before, says Vicona. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.